According to a March 17th article in Modern Healthcare, about two-thirds of the largest hospitals are not in compliance with the new regulations. And around that time, there was also a Wall Street Journal article. They found that hundreds of hospitals have blocked pricing data from web searches. Now, this is admittedly way beyond my technical expertise of how they were doing this. What's important is that when the Wall Street Journal reached out to them, apparently that resolved it in some instances. But as a friend of mine, Laura Dillon from Ernst & Young recently wrote, so far, compliance really exists on a spectrum. So some hospitals have fully revealed information. Some have been partially in compliance. And then others are not at all. And they're just accepting the penalties. But she cited some interesting polling, finding that 85% of consumers think that it should be as easy to compare prices for healthcare as it is for spa appointments or other items that you normally would shop for. And 32% of consumers cited finding upfront cost estimates as their biggest barrier to care. So that's kind of interesting. Now from the payer perspective, turning to the health plan final rule, this final rule was issued on October 29th of last year. It requires non-grandfathered group health plans and insurance issuers to individually disclose cost sharing information and to publicly disclose negotiated rates for in-network providers and then allowed amount for out-of-network providers. These will take effect on January 1st of this coming year, 2022. Plans are going to need to make available the following information, and it's going to need to be in machine-readable files, and it's going to have to be updated monthly. So it's an ongoing requirement to keep that information up to date. And that's going to be negotiated rates for in-network providers, historical amounts for out-of-network providers, and then prices for prescription drugs. What will this mean for consumers? Well, beginning on or after January 1st of 2023, so that's still a year and a half off, plans are going to need to disclose to enrollees personalized cost-sharing information and negotiated rates. And on the plan side, it's going to be for 500 shoppable services. So this will need to be accessed through some sort of self-service online tool. So that's going to expand then in 2024 to include all covered healthcare items and services. Here, the CMP amounts kind of align with the ACA, $100 per person per day for each violation. There are some safe harbors for plans to specifically where we're talking about good faith compliance effort. By the plans. And then the last thing I want to note about this, which I think is really interesting, is the incorporation of medical loss ratio calculations into this. So to encourage plans, and I think as a matter of fairness as well, where a consumer chooses to obtain healthcare from a lower cost, higher value provider, for instance, and maybe there's some shared savings that the consumer can share in, plans are going to be allowed to include those shared savings as part of their numerator in their medical loss ratio calculations. So very interesting, and will be interesting to see as those become public, how much plans are doing that. So now, and you really want to hear from them. This is the interesting part of the presentation, not my background at all. So let me open up some questions here. So Michael, I'm going to turn to you first, and in part because you have significant experience when it comes to managed care strategy. Prior to Ascension, you led managed care services for the Cleveland Clinic, and that included relationships with plans and employers, and then also payment innovation and strategies. So very curious your thoughts here. And first and foremost, what challenges did you face in coming into compliance with these requirements, and what challenges do you foresee moving forward?
So thank you for the question. So this task actually was extremely complex and was a organization-wide effort to pull together all the data required, organize it in a way that made sense, and then figure out a good way to get it out there so consumers could use it and make it accessible. So, Ascension was very concerned about being compliant and also to make it usable for folks. In the context, that transparency is important. Everybody goes to Consumer Reports to figure out what to buy. And so To the extent that consumers are looking for services and pulling money out of your own pocket, this information could be very important. But it's very, very complicated. The agreements between health plans and providers are complicated. The implications of benefits are complicated. And so just putting our negotiated price probably isn't a sufficient answer because you have to apply your benefits. Our negotiated price doesn't include all of the other things that are part of a contract, outlier provisions, the complexities around the way services might be carved out or specifically adjudicated. And, you know, probably the most important impact is your own benefits. And there are thousands of benefit designs out there. And so I think we're at the very beginning of a process that ultimately will be more beneficial than it is today. But, you know, I think it's good to start. It's important to start and important to get that information out there. But it was a real task and a very, very complicated task.
And it was a real task, too, in a very challenging year, as we all know. And I think, you know, Michael outlined it well, just in terms of the group of folks that we had to put together internally. And I'll say when we have been involved throughout this process, there was a bit of uncertainty in light of the AHA filing a lawsuit challenging the regs as well. So that decision wasn't decided in June of last year. It was overruled. And so meaning that the effective date would stay 1-1 of this year. And so it has been challenging due to the timeline. And you mentioned, Jeff, in the opening about the Wall Street Journal and modern healthcare being interested in compliance. I think that's certainly